感谢主，让我们再一次聚集在他的面前。
Thank the Lord that we can once again gather before Him today.
两个礼拜前，我讲到这个启示录里面写的七封信的最后一封信。
So 2 weeks ago, I shared with you the very last letter of the 7 letters in the book of Revelation.
我没有讲完。
I haven't finished yet.
我要再继续往前讲。
So I will continue on to share this book.
好不好？让我们打开这段圣经，在启示录的第三章。
So let's turn to Book of Revelation, chapter 3.
启示录，圣经的最后一卷书，第三章。
So Revelations, the last book in the Bible, chapter 3.
我们要念的是从14节到22节。
And we'll read from verse 14 to 22.
我念一节，我弟兄用英文念下一节，我们两个人轮流把它念完，大家看。
We'll alternate reading from the pulpit. We'll start with the Chinese and then the next verse in English.
我要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot.
你既如温水，也不冷，也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身羞耻不露出来。又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.As I also overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。在第一世纪的最后的90年代，
So in the end, towards the end of the first century,
那个时候的皇帝是罗马的窦米田。
So the emperor of Rome at the time is Domitian.
他是一个像尼禄一样的一个暴君。
He is a tyrant just like Nero.
虽然他不像尼禄那样的疯狂，把罗马城给放火烧了。
Even though he's not as crazy as Nero to a point where he burned down the whole city.
但是他也是一个自大狂，他要人拜他。
But he has a grandiose illusion of himself to a point where he commanded people to worship him.
所以当基督徒不愿意拜他的时候，他就开始也来一场大的逼迫。
So when Christians refused to worship him, he started to have this great persecution against Christians.
那么在那个时代里头，也有许多的基督徒就因着这个逼迫而殉道了。
And in that century, a lot of Christians, because of that reason, they were martyred.
那这本书的作者老约翰，他就在那个时候又被逮捕，流放到这个巴摩海岛一个孤岛上面。
And so the author of this book, Old John, he was also arrested and exiled to the island Patmos.
他的年龄已经是90多岁了，快100岁了。
And at that time, he was close in his 90s, close to 100 years old.
世人没有人敢碰他，因为他是宪兵反革命。
So no one at the time dared to touch him because he was considered quote unquote like an anti-revolutionary.
对，那么他人人都保护自己，就跟他划清界限。
So everyone's keeping their distance in order to protect themselves.
在许多人的心里面，这个老人已经没有什么再能够为主做什么功了。
So in a lot of people's minds, they feel likeThis old man can't do any more work for the Lord.
但是爱他的耶稣，他所侍奉的主。
However, the Lord who he loves and who John serves.
在他最孤单的时候
，while John was at his loneliest time,
有一个主日，神向他显现。
And one Sunday, the Lord appeared to him.
然后跟他讲了许多的话语。
And he spoke many things to him.
把他从地上带到天上。
He brought him from earth into heaven.
他是可以说灵魂出窍。
And so you can say that his spirit left his body.
然后神给他八个大的意象。
And so Lord gave him eight visions.
他就一样一样把它记下来。
And so he recorded down every single one of them.
那最近这几个主日我们所看的这个七封信。
So the last seven letters that we've been sharing in the past few Sundays.
就是在他第一个意象里面所看见的。
It's all concerning the vision he saw in the first vision.
在这个意象里头他看见这位他所侍奉的耶稣穿着大祭司的衣服在天上的真帐幕里行走在七个金灯台中间。
And this first vision, he saw that the Jesus whom he serves is in heaven and wearing this, the robe of the priest, walking among the seven golden lampstands.
因为这是圣经第一次让我们看见这位升天的基督每天在天上做什么。
And for this is the very first time in the Bible that allows us to see what has Jesus been doing since he was ascended.
我们就知道从他的记载就告诉我们这位升天的基督他是大祭司。
And so from John's recording we can see that Jesus is the high priest.
他关心他在地上的教会。
And he cared for the churches on earth.
用金灯台来代表地上所有的教会。
And he used the golden lampstand to represent all of the churches on earth.
一个金灯台它只有一个任务。
So the golden lampstand only has this one purpose.
什么任务呢?
And that is,
发光,
is to have light.
耶稣告诉我们, 他告诉他的门徒说, 我是世界上的光。
And Jesus told them and also told his disciples that I am the light of this world.
这个光不能放在斗底下。
And you cannot put this, you cannot hide this light under
something. 这个光要摆在这个灯台上。
And the light should be on the lampstand.
照亮全家的人。
So that it could provide light and shine, fill the room of light.
所以教会在地上就是一个金灯台。
So the purpose of the church on earth is to be that lampstand.
能够把这个灯,耶稣基督,这个世界的光照耀出来。
In order to shine upon the light that is Jesus to into the world.
这个叫做耶稣基督的见证。
And that is called the testimony of Jesus.
就是见证他所是。
And that is to testify what he is.
What he is.
Who he is.
然后讲到他所做。
And also testify the things that he has done.
那这些门徒就是他的见证人。
And his disciples are his witnesses.
这个见证从耶稣第一次到地上来之后
And this testimony has started ever since from the from when Jesus came into this world.
在第一个世纪
in the first century,
这样一代一代一代传下来
and it's been passed down generation from generation to generation.
今天我们在二十一世纪
and today we're in the 21st century.
距离那耶稣第一次来的时候有两千年的历史了
and we are more than 2,000 years after the first time that our Lord Jesus came into.
但是耶稣基督的见证仍然是要从他的地上的教会来发表。
However, his testimony still spreads from his church.
所以我们就需要来回到原初，当年这些第一代的使徒们是怎样为耶稣做见证。
So we need to return and examine how the Christians in the first century, these first generation Christians, how they bear testimony for Jesus.
因为我们都玩过一个游戏，就是传话。
So we all played the game of telephone.
那么如果我传给你你传给下一个人
So I say something to you and you say the same you try to repeat the same thing to the next person
传二十个人以后
and after it has gone past 20 people
请问最后一个人的话跟第一个人要讲的话对得上号对不上号
Let me ask you is what the first person said the same as what the 20th person will say
完全走样了，对吧？这我们玩游戏的时候都证明过的。
So from experience, we know that it's completely different.
那在教会里面也是如此。
So in the same way, it happens in church.
你会发现，任何有一件事，等到传三个嘴下来，就已经完全走样了。
So you'll discover that anything, no matter what it is, that by the time it passes through the third person, it'll sound completely different than first.
所以这种就变成了谣言了，对吧
？So this becomes just rumors.
我们在为耶稣做见证的这件事情上
So a matter of being testimony for Jesus
你就要知道我们也有同样的问题
We need to understand that we encounter the same challenge
我从他传福音给我
So if someone shared the gospel with me
我信了
I become a believer
然后我把他讲给我的我也讲给下一个人
And then I took what he told me and then I passed it on to someone else
你能保证这个老兄讲的是对的吗
So how can you guarantee that what that person passed to you is accurate.
那这个就是我们要非常小心的一件事情。
And this is something that we need to be very, very careful.
所以我们必须知道原初的时候这些耶稣第一代所训练出来的这一批门徒们。
So we must know that from the very beginning, this first generation of Christians whom Jesus has trained,
他们怎么样为耶稣做见证。
How they provide testimony for Jesus.
那同样你看这个时候在第一世纪九十年代的这个时光
And so in the same way in the first century in the 90s at the time
教会的危机你看教会是大概是从主后三十年耶稣升天之后五旬节诞生的
And so the church at the time was facing great danger. So the church at the time was established about 30 years afterLord's ascension.
No. Just right at year 30 AD.
Oh, right at 30 year, year 30 AD is when the church was established.
因为主后三十年主上十字架
Because after, after his
AD, Jesus went to the cross.
Went on upon the cross.
对不对？第三天从死里复活。
And he was resurrected on the third day.
然后在地上四十天，然后他就升天。
He spent 40 days on earth afterwards, and then he was ascended.
然后过了十天，圣灵降临。
And then after 10 days, the Holy Spirit descended.
然后教会就开始。
And that's when the church was established.
那么从那个时候一直到约翰90年代在巴摩海岛，教会的地上的历史已经有多久了？
And so from that time on until to the 90s when John was exiled to the island of Patmos, how long has it been?
少说四十年了吧。
So to be more conservative is probably at least 40 to 50 years.
因为这些小亚细亚的七个教会已经是后来保罗去传道的时候那已经是在50年代的事情了。
And it's at least 40 or 50 years because Paul, when he started to visit Asia Minor to establish the churches, it's about 50 AD.
对，保罗第一次巡回布道开始的时候是主后48年。
And so the very first time when Paul made his rounds around the area is 48 AD.
所以这些小亚细亚的七个教会在地上差不多的历史都是在50年代以后开始的。
So all these seven churches in the Asia Minor area started about 50 AD.
所以你看它现在是90年代。
So now it's 90 AD.
这些教会有多少年的历史
So this church has been around for roughly
40年吧
Roughly 40 years.
那么一个教会如果有40年的历史
So if a church has 40 year history,
你发现有个什么现象
You'll discover something.
我们教会三十多年
So our church has about 30 year history
我们八二年开始
We started in 1982
你就会发现第一代的人怎么样差不多开始慢慢头发也白了老了慢慢也走了对吧
You'll discover that the first generations they have aged quite a bit some of them they got white hair andsome are gone.
这是生命自然的现象
It's a natural cycle.
那自然而然第二代甚至有的时候第三代就起来了
And so naturally second generation to some degree maybe even the third generation start to come up.
然后你就发现当事情从第一代传到第二代传到第三代的时候发生什么问题
And then you discover that when things pass down from first generation to second to the third what you discover is this
想得出来吗
Can you imagine what might happen?
慢慢慢慢这个就变成传统。
Slowly these things just become tradition.
慢慢这些东西就失去了第一代人的那个火，那个火焰。
So slowly the people start losing that flame that existed in the first generation.
所以这个教会的见证，耶稣基督的见证，这个光慢慢就暗淡了。
So the testimony of Jesus, the testimony of the church, this light slowly starts to dim.
这是一个必然的现象。
So this is It's just a natural phenomenon.
所以你知道耶稣在天上，他行走在七个教会中间。
So that's why, as we know, Jesus walks among the seven golden lampstands.
他最挂心的是什么问题呢？
What's the utmost thing in his mind?
你把你自己放在耶稣的脚，这个位置上来想，你都可以想得出来吗？
So if you put yourself into his position, you can imagine what's going constantly going through his mind.
对耶稣来讲，他要地上的门徒，他的教会为他做见证。
So for Jesus, he want his disciples on earth to be a testimony.
所以到底这个光芒还在吗？
And so he's always concerned whether that light still exists.
还是已经慢慢暗淡下去了？
Or has this light slowly become dimmer?
那些侍奉的人的热心，是不是因为许许多的事情慢慢就冷淡了呢？
And the zeal of all those people who serve him, have their temperature gone down slowly over time.
这是教会的元首耶稣心里面最挂记的问题。
And this is what's the utmost in his, Lord Jesus' mind.
所以在这个第一个意象里头，
So in the first vision,
他就这个教会的元首就写了七封信给他在地上的教会。
So the head of church wrote seven letters for his churches on earth.
所以每一个教会的情形，这七封信都写得非常的清晰，非常明白。
So these seven letters clearly spell out the condition and circumstance of each church.
那当然，这个整个的启示录是一个预言的书。
So of course, the entire book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
它不但有当时的意义，对当时的教会。
Not only does it have meaning for the church at the time.
它同时又是一个讲到整个教会在耶稣第二次回来之前地上会有的光景。
But also talk about the condition and circumstance of the churches around the time when Jesus will return again.
所以这七封信，
So these seven letters,
他所要表达的意思，
The meaning is trying to convey.
一面是对着那个地上的那七个教会，那是狭义的来讲。
On one hand, it is, yes, it's regarding the church at the time, the seven churches at the time.
但是你如果从预言的角度来看，它是讲到整个地上教会的历史。
But if you treat this as prophecy, it's prophesies the condition of the church later.
那么今天我们来讲到最后一封信，第七封信的时候。
So today we come to the last letter, the seventh letter.
你可以从预言的角度来理解它。
You can interpret this from the angle, from the aspect of as a prophecy.
既然讲到的是第七封信最后一封，
So since this is the seventh letter, is the last letter.
那自然而然也在预言上就告诉我们，这就是在主回来之前地上教会的真实的光景。
In other words, it also tells us that it means that this is the situation of the church when Jesus returns once more.
Before Jesus returns.
Sorry, before Jesus
returns. 那么所以你就来仔细的要来看这封信。
So we need to pay special attention to this letter.
因为这封信跟你跟我跟我们今天的地上的教会直接挂钩的。
Because this letter has absolutely everything to do with you and I and our church and all the church on earth.
所以我们必须很仔细的来听圣灵在这封信里面对老底家要说什么。
And so we must pay special attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church at Laodicea.
顺便打一个岔。
今
天是第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday.
所以有饭吃。
So we have lunch.
忍耐一
点。So please have a little patience.
听到有饭吃就喜乐了。
Since everybody is happy, once I said there's lunch provided.
上个礼两个主日前，我讲到这个教会的背景。
So 2 weeks ago, I share with you the history of this church.
这个教会它本身是没有水资源的。
So this church itself, it doesn't have any natural water resources. This particular location doesn't have natural water resources.
但是它附近有两个地方，一面有温泉的热水。
So, but however, near it, nearby there are two springs. One it has a it's a natural hot spring.
另外一边就是有这个这个泉水，就是冷的。
And then on the other side, they have the cold water spring.
那么在罗马的时代，一个很有名的这个工程技术就是引水道，就是把水从远很远很远的地方借着引水道把它引过来。
And so in the Rome, during the time of Romans, they have these aqueducts that famous ran throughout the country to guide water to different places.
所以虽然老底家本身没有什么水资源，但是它的这个水泉能够两边。有热的有冷的都可以用。
And so even the Laodicea as a place itself doesn't have any natural water resources, but then because of these construction works, they were able to bring the water to them so that they have hot and cold water.
那就跟我们今天在美国一样，你水龙头一开，有热有冷，对吧
？And just like we here live in the U.S., so you just turn on the faucet, you got hot water and you got cold water.
那个时候他们已经有这样的这个生活水平了。
So these people have pretty high living standards at the time.
那我们所以他们很懂得什么叫做温水。
So they are very familiar with the concept of warm water.
那偏偏这封信就讲这个温度的问题。
And just so happened that this letter talks about the matter of
temperature. 然后这个地方非常有钱。
So this place is very wealthy.
这个地方以两个起这个事业闻名当时的世界。
And so this place was famous for two industries.
一面是眼药。
One is the eye ointments.
所以这个地方的人大概对制药这个行业有他的专长。
So probably the people of this place have a very deep knowledge of making ointments.
然后另一面就是纺织，这个 textile.
And the other one is they're famous for our textile.
所以这个地方因为这些事业的缘故，他们都非常的有钱。
And because they were famous for these industries, so people at the time in this place are very rich.
所以这是这个教会的那个大的背景。
So this is the general background of the church at the time.
那么从这封信你就可以看到他们教会的问题在哪里。
So from this letter, you can see where the trouble is at with this church.
那我们刚刚读的第十七节就是他们教会的真实的光景。
So the verse 17 that we just read, that spells out the true nature of that church.
这群基督徒每次聚在一起，他们会在神的面前很感谢主的。
So this group of Christians, every time they gather before the Lord, they'll be very thankful.
他们感谢主什么？
What do they have a thank for?
他们说得很清楚。
They say very clearly here.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，而且一样都不缺。
And it says, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.
这个教会真是发了。
This church is truly very wealthy.
所以他们在神的面前是蛮感恩的，因为神祝福他们。
So before the Lord, they are very thankful because the Lord had blessed them.
对不对？这是这个教会的一个情况。
So that is the condition of that church.
但是这个祝福就成为他们的咒诅。
But it so happened that this blessing also became their curse.
这是我们没有想到的。
This is something that we have not thought
of. 对吧？平常我们认为神如果给我们很丰富，我们实在是看见，哎呀，神可恩待我啊。
So because normally if in our lives we see that if the Lord blesses us abundantly, we say, oh, the Lord is truly looking after me.
你在旧约
bless me.
看以色列的历史也是同样的情形。
So if you read the Old Testament and see the history of the Israelites, it's the same way.
他们搬到这个应许之地。
So they moved to the promised land.
他们开始的时候都勤勤恳恳仰望神。
And so in the beginning, they looked up to the Lord.
遵照摩西的律法侍奉神。
And obey exactly to the law that has
passed down to them. 神就祝福他们。
To serve God. And so
they 他们牛羊增加，这个 不吃愁也不吃穿。
So their livestock multiply and they don't have to be concerned about.
不愁吃也不愁穿。
They don't have to be concerned about what to eat, where to get food or what to wear.
对，然后圣经说他们身体都长得很胖。
And so also the church, the Bible describes that they all become very plump.
好。看起来是神祝福他们，对不对？
It seems like that God is blessing them.
但是你会发现，当那样的一个光景出现的时候，
But then you discover that when this happens,
灵性上出毛病，
then you encounter a problem with the spirit, the spiritual life.
你去看
problems.
这个约书亚记也好，看士师记也好，你就可以看到这个同样的这个情形嘛。
And if you read the rest of the books, you'll discover that they have this problem.
说明什么？每一次当他们蒙恩祝福，日子好过的时候，马上来的就是什么？就忘记神。
So what this means is that every time when their lives become better and more stable, they start to immediately forget about God.
他们的眼睛就从神转向了什么？钱。
So they turn their eyes away from God and turn to money.
这是很自然的。
So this is very, it's just very natural.
这个律好像人永远逃不掉。
So it seems that man can never escape this cycle.
当我们有钱了，我上个礼拜、两个礼拜前用了一句话。
So when we have money, last two weeks ago I said this.
我们中国话说得很好，财大呢。气就出了。
So there's a Chinese saying that when you're rich, that you're very boastful of yourself.
对人是如此，对神也是如此。
So you are this way to others, and you become the same way to God.
所以他们的心就慢慢慢慢，在不知不觉里头就离开了神。
And so unknowingly, they slowly, slowly turn away from God.
然后就招来很多的什么，神的管教，神的惩罚。
And then.Because of that, God's discipline landed upon them.
那当然，神的惩罚是因为他们不悔改的缘故。
And of course, the reason that they received discipline is because they are not willing to repent.
然后他们就悔改了。
And so, okay, they repent.
因为敬酒不吃，就吃了罚酒，罚酒一吃就受不了了。
And so, because they didn't heed warning, so that they were disciplined, and once they received the discipline, they know that they can't.Hold on anymore.
所以他们又转回到神的面前。
And so they once again turn back.
所以这样子在士师记里面，你可以看有六次的这样的转，这个样的起伏六次。
And so you see that throughout their history, there were these cycles of up and down six times.
所以这就告诉我们，人的肉体是不可靠的。
So that tells us that we can't rely upon our physical bodies.
Not a physical body,
our flesh.
Our flesh. 我们这个肉体是需要在神的面前背十字架跟随主，不然的话没辙，没治。
So we need to carry our cross before the Lord. Otherwise, we just can't do it. We just can't walk the path.
这个律永远辖制着我们。
So this cycle always.Binds us.
而他这种情形是有一个很稀奇的现象。
And so this is a very interesting phenomenon.
当他们说我们是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，这是他们的 self-conscious 对自己的认识，对自己的了解。
So when they say that they are rich, they are wealthy, and they have need of nothing, this is their own understanding of themselves.
这叫自我感觉。
So this is how they feel about themselves.
Self-conscious.
Self-conscious.
但是神说什么？
But what did God say?
他说你却不知道。
He said, you don't know.
这几个字是很厉害的字。
So these are very serious words for them.
你却不知道。
But yet you don't know.
他们认为自己知道不知道？当然知道。
They thought they knew.
知道什么？
What did they thought they knew?
我们一样都不缺。
They thought they didn't need nothing.
对不对？在他们的知道里头，我们懂得做生意。
So in their understanding, they feel that we know how to do business.
我们会做药，我们也会织衣服。
We know how to make ointments. We know how to
我们的生活无忧又无虑。
Our lives are worry-free.
你看上帝多么祝福我们。
See how the Lord blessed us.
他们这些人都是勤勤恳恳经营事业的人。
So these people are really hard workers. They build up their business.
跟我们今天像不像啊？
So isn't it like much of us today?
我们每天都是在那里拼搏，在公司里也好，在学校里也好，我们都在那里拼搏的人。
So we constantly fight for everything, whether we do it's in our business or in our studies.
虽然我们不是 Bill Gates， 也不是这个 Steve Jobs， 但是我们中间都起码是啊中上层吧。
So even though we're not as rich as Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, but we at least were middle to upper class.
我们不愁吃，也不愁穿，也不愁住。
And we don't have to worry about what where to get food or what to wear or where to live.
我们都有一个感恩的心。
So we all have this thankful heart.
但是
，However，
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
你不知道一件事。
You do not know one thing.
不知道什么
？What do you not know？
他说你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
He said that you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
他们银行都有存款的。
They all have savings in their banks.
他们房子都住得很大的。
They all have these huge houses.
出门有车，吃每个礼拜起码在好的饭店混个吃个几顿。
And they have cars to take them around places, and probably each week at least they'll dine outside at really nice restaurants.
所以他们的感觉都是很好，但是耶稣说你们实际上根本不是这么回事，灵性上来说。
So they feel great about themselves, but Jesus told them that in spirit wise, this is not the case.
所以我就是要提醒弟兄姊妹，你知道的事情不会害你。
So I must remind brothers and sisters that what you know, things that you know can't harm you.
能够害你的是什么？
What can harm you is
你不知道的事。
Things that you do not know.
对吧？
是 true。
你如果身上有 cancer 到了第四期，你都没有感觉的话，等到有一天你知道了，已经太迟了，对吧
？For example, if you do not know that maybe you have fourth stage cancer, at the day that when you do finally realize that, then it may be too late already.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
这封信告诉我们，在末世教会的时候。一个很大的特征就是我们自己的感觉跟神的感觉刚刚好什么相反。
So this letter tells us that in the end times, the condition of the church is such that our own self-consciousness or self-realization of how we are doing is in a completely opposite direction of how God views us.
我们不是常说吗？历史常常是什么？重复的。
We often say history repeats itself.
你如果去读旧约的历史
，If you go and read the history in Old Testament，
请问旧约结束在哪里
？So let me ask you this: When did Old Testament end? Where did Old Testament
哪一本书
？It ends at what book?
马拉基，读过马拉基书的，我看看有没有记得。
It ends at the book of Malachi. Who those who have read the book of Malachi, please.
差不多40%-60%是没有读过的。
So probably 40% of you, so 60% of you have not read that book.
那本书不长，不是很长。
So that book,
几章就讲完了。
So that book is not a very long book. It's just few chapters.
我建议每一个基督徒回家读一读。你就知道我要讲什么。
So I highly recommend all Christians to go home and read this book, and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
那本书是旧约的最后的结束。
So that book is the it marks the end of the Old Testament.
那整卷的书给你，你如果读完以后，你应该有一个印象。
So this the whole entire book after you finish reading that book, it should leave you this impression.
就是那个印象就是神说事情跟犹太人回答，叫做各说各话。
So what God said to the Israelites and how the Israelites responded, you could summarize it as each party saying their own things.
对，神说你偷窃我。
And because, for example, God said that you have stole from me.
他们说我们什么时候偷窃你？
And the Israelites respond, when have we stole from you?
神说我爱你们。
And God said, I love you.
他们说你什么时候爱过我们呢？
And they respond,When have you loved us?
也就是说，这是一个很奇怪的对话。
So in other words, this is very strange dialogue.
神说一件，就跟鸡跟鸭讲话一样的，各说各话，就跟老婆跟妻丈夫讲话是一模一样的。
It's like different animals talking to each other, or maybe you're talking to your spouse.
对吧？每家都有同样的问题吧
？So I'm sure that every
family experiences the same. 这个老公跟这个老婆讲话就是各说各话的。
It seems like when you're talking with your spouse, each of you is talking completely different subject.
搭不上线。
It just can't connect. The conversation just does not connect.
那本书就是这个现象。
So that book describes exactly that same phenomenon.
你看这封信。
So if you look at the letter that we're looking at now,
也是一样。
It's in the same way.
神讲的事情跟这个教会感觉的事情是搭不上线。
Things that God talks about is completely different from how that particular church felt about itself.
这个教会所注重的是物质的东西。
So what this church, particular church, pay attention to are things of the material goods.
而神所注重的是属灵的事情。
But what God cares about are things of the spirit.
而整个这个教会对属灵的事情可以说毫无什么感觉。
And as a whole, this entire church, that particular church, you could summarize it as they have no feelings about the spiritual matters.
你说哦，是他。是别人不，我们每一个人都有同样的问题。
And you may think, no, it's just that church, but that's not the case. It's the same for every one of us.
我很简单就证明，你读圣经。
So let me prove this really simply. If you read the Bible,
你是越读越兴奋呢，还是越读越想睡觉？
Are you getting more excited as you read it, or the more you read it, the more you want to fall asleep?
诚实招来。
So, tell me the truth. Be truthful.
我们读圣经不会读像读武侠小说或者读什么。金庸的这个不是这个什么什么什么，不管了，很多这种那些东西，越读就越兴奋，晚上不睡觉还可以继续往下读的。
So when we read the Bible, we don't read like we don't get that same excitement as we do reading maybe like one of those popular fiction books, that's right now that's going on.
对吧？我们读起圣经就是昏昏欲睡。
So most of us when we read the Bible, we tend to want to fall asleep.
这就是我们每一个人在神面前的一个最大的问题。
But this is the biggest challenge for us before God.
神有许多的话，神的启示要告诉我们。
So God has all these words He wants to reveal to us.
我们呢
？But us, for us,
对牛弹琴。
It seems like we're just playing music to a cow.
完全没有反应。
Completely, there's no response.
这就是在末世的时候，人的心在神面前的那个光景。
So this is our human condition at the end time.
我们有兴趣的事情，神没有兴趣。
The things that interest us, God has no interest in.
神有兴趣的事情，我们没有感觉。
The things that God has interest in, we have no feelings about.
那你说这个教会要为耶稣做见证
？So then you say if this church is to be a testimony.For Jesus.
行吗
How can it be?
这个教会能够传什么样的福音呢
What kind of gospel can a church like this preach?
对了 prosperity theology, 就是成功神学
So the type of the gospel that they would preach would be prosperity theology.
来信耶稣
Come and believe in Jesus.
第一罪得赦免
First, your sin will be forgiven.
第二，不要下地狱。
Secondly, you won't go to hell.
第三，可以上天堂。
Third, you could go to heaven.
第四
，Fourth,
一无所缺。
You will need nothing. You have need for nothing.
对吧？这样来向这个世界做见证。
So this is a testimony that they give to the world.
你说人不喜欢听吗？当然喜欢。
So can you blame that people enjoy these kind of messages?
这就是今天你看到的 mega church.
So this is the condition of the mega church of today.
它基本上就是告诉这样的一个给人这样的一个印象。
So this is the impression that they give to people.
外表来看非常丰富。
So on the surface, it looks like they need of nothing. They are so abundantly blessed.
但在神的眼中来看
，However, to the eyes of God,
是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
That they are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这是他们根本就不知道的。
But this is something that they do not know.
这是最恐怖的地方。
And this is something to be frightened for.
如果知道还有救。
And but however, if you do know this is your condition, you can still be saved.
但是没有感觉。
But however, if you are without feeling,
那就要有，就是你没有感觉，你就不会去吃药，对不对？
But if someone don't know that they're sick, you don't know to go and take medicine.
你知道有毛病，你才会去吃药。
It's only those who recognize that they have problem will want to go and take medicine.
好，下面耶稣就开了三个药方。
And so, what follows are three prescriptions that our Lord Jesus prescribed to them.
注意听哈。
So pay attention.
这三道药是对末世教会的最重要的信息。
So these three prescriptions are the most important messages to the churches at the, near the end time.
哪三道药？
Which three prescriptions are these?
第一，十八节。
First, in chapter 18.
向我买火炼的金子。
Buy from me gold refined by fire.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果你好好的去读彼得前书第一章。
If you read 1 Peter chapter 1.
你看彼得怎么样告诉我们什么叫做火炼的金子。
So Peter will tell us what does gold refined by fire means.
第六第七节。
And verse 6 and 7.
彼得前书第一章第六到第七节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 through 7.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
第七节，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verse 7, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than the gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以什么叫做向主买火炼的金子呢？
So what does it mean to buy from the Lord gold that's refined by fire?
就是我们的信心要经过什么？火一样的试验。
And it means that our faith need to be distressed by trial of fire.
那么它是怎么样子被试验的呢？
So how are they tested?
在第六节他说在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
And so how it's tested is described in verse 6. It says that you have been distressed by various trials.
那么就告诉我们我们的人生要面对各式各样的什么？试炼。
So this tells us that in our lifetime, we'll experience different kinds of trials.
那么如果这每一个考试，你都能够从这个考试里面过得去，能够及格，能够毕业。
And this tells us that if through every one single trials, you were able to make it through, and you were able to make it with a passing grade,
那你这个信心就怎么样？
Then your faith
就被火怎么样？试炼过，
have been refined by fire.
所以这个被经过试炼能够过得来的这个信心，就是火炼的金子。
So this faith that's been tested by trials and can still make it through, this means the gold that's been refined.
看过这个图没有？我不是问你这个杂志，这个图
so,
你们看过没有？
So have you seen that picture? I'm not talking about the magazine. Have you seen that picture on the cover?
是什么图啊？
So what is that cover of?
ISIS, 对不对？
So it's the
杀头。
It's the image of the execution, the decapitation, that's carried out by Islamic State.
这个 ISIS 是从去年开始的。
So the IS started from last year.
发生的地点是在叙利亚，在伊拉克，对吧？
So, it happened in Syria and Iraq.
然后最近又跑到了这个埃及的隔壁，叫做。埃及的隔壁叫做Libya.
And it spread recently to Egypt's neighbor, Libya.
在 Libya 这一群人杀了21个什么人？
So the people in Libya, the ISIS in Libya, they killed 20 people of what?
21个就是这个镜头。
In the same way.
那是埃及的基督徒。
So they killed 20 Egyptian Christians.
对，埃及的基督徒有一个特别的名字叫 Coptic Christian.
So they have a special name called Coptic Christians.
那不去解释了。总而言之，他们也是基督徒。
So I won't go into detail explain, but basically they are all Christians.
那么他们就被带到海边，就在地中海的海边。
So they were brought to the seaside. In the Mediterranean.
21个穿着这样衣服的人。
So all 21 of them were put into these orange jumpsuits.
每一个旁边都有一个彪形大汉，脸蒙起来，手里拿一把刀。
And standing next to each one of them, they had these really strong, tall looking ISIS members with their face masks and in their hands were holding a knife.
他们只面临一个选择。
They're only faced with one decision.
什么选择？
And that is.
放弃你的信仰
to give up your faith,
信阿拉
to believe in Allah instead,
那你就可以免死
then you are spared.
你要信了吗？
Do you want to believe in Allah?
脑袋搬家，不是不是不是。
If you do not,
如果你不要信，你要信你的耶稣，脑袋搬家。
But if you do not believe in Allah, but you still insist on believing in your Jesus, then your head will be separated from your body.
所以这二十一个人没有放弃信仰，他们坚持，所以。他们的脑袋就搬家了。
So these 21 Christians, they did not give up on their faith. They insisted on their faith, and therefore they were decapitated.
过了不久，在伊拉克也发生同样的事情，又抓了更多，好像有九十几个。
And soon after that event, there's another similar event happened in Iraq, and this time the numbers should be about 90 people.
都是基督徒。
90 Christians.
对，所以。你要看到今天在二十一世纪这种火的试炼怎么样照样进行中对吗
So from this you can see that even in the 21st century the trial by fire still goes on
这个事情在约翰的时候不是也是一样吗
It's the same thing that happened in the time of John
在这整个两千年的这个教会的历史里头
So throughout this 2000 year history church history
以前发生过的事情今天还是照样发生
Things that happened before today will still happen
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我们每一个人所经过的试炼是不一样的对不对
So all the different trials that each one of us goes through are different
但是它的原则是没有改变的
However the principle is the same
形式可以有各式各样
Even though the methods could be different.
所以我们的中文圣经翻译成百般的试炼。
And so that's why it says various trials.
有的试炼是从外面来的。
Some trials are external.
有的试炼是从自己里面出来的。内忧加上外患。
So some of the trials are from internal. So you are being tried from both outside and inside.
什么叫做试验来了呢？
So what does it mean when the trial has come?
就是让你的信心开始怎么样？受煎熬了。
It is when your faith has been stressed.
那我要信呢，还是不要信呢？
And you struggle and ask yourself whether you still want to hold on to that faith or not.
我要留在这个教会呢，还是离开这个教会呢？
Whether I should stay in the church or leave.
我要放弃我的信仰吗？
Whether do I need to give up on my faith?
如果我要坚持下去，我要付代价的。
If I insist, if I continue on to, with my faith, I will have to pay a price.
而这个代价值得吗？
And is this price worth it?
这就是每一个基督徒在我们一生当中几乎随时都可以发生。
And so this is something that could happen at any moment for every single Christian.
如果我们想过舒服的日子
If we want to have this very leisure life,
叫做Painless Christianity,
or in other words, if you want to have this so-called painless Christianity,
你要翻译成中文，
无痛，无痛苦的基督教
基督徒，
对
吧？我们不希望有任何的痛苦
，so we don't want any pain in our life.
可以
，that's fine.
成功神学绝对满足你的需要
，prosperity Christianity.Absolutely fits that bill.
Hey, feel good.
感觉好。
但是那样的信心是暖房里的信心。
So, however, that kind of faith is
greenhouse.
It's a faith that lives inside a greenhouse. 所有的都是调得刚刚好。
Because everything, all the conditions are adjusted just right.
上两个礼拜前我用另外一个词说。
So,
当一切都很舒服的时候。
So 2 weeks ago I used another description. It's when everything is just perfect and it's just
comfortable.
It's comfortable.
那叫什么？
It's...
对啦，听见了没有忘？温水煮青蛙。
I describe it as a frying or cooking a frog in warm water，
对不对？让你觉得非常好，你就在那里非常的舒服。
Initially allows you to feel really good. You're very comfortable. You don't want to move.
这个教会就是这个问题。
So this is the problem that this church was.
老底家是一个温吞水的教会。
So the church of Laodicea is one of lukewarm.
在这样温吞水的里头，一个最大的危机就是睡着了。
And the biggest challenge, the biggest danger in such a church is that you will fall asleep.
都变成了科西玛尼园的门徒了。
They all become the similar to the disciples in the Gethsemane.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
科西玛尼园的门徒全睡着了。
It's the during the Garden of Gethsemane, all the disciples they fell asleep.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so,
这就是老李家教会的一个最大的问题。
So brothers and sisters, this is the biggest challenge facing the Christians in Laodicea.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从一个角度来讲，
So dear brothers and sisters, from one aspect,
当你开始觉得不舒服了，
When you feel uncomfortable, when you start to feel uncomfortable,
开始觉得好像天摇地动了，
When you start feeling like the whole heaven and earth start to shake,
各式各样的 trial, 这个试炼开始在你身上发动了，
And different trials are starting to stress you,
好事还是坏事啊？
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
啊，讲大声一点啊！看你怎么面对。
It's all depend on how you face it.
你如果顶上去，靠着主的恩典
，If you rely upon the Lord's grace and stand firm,
不摇摆
，and you're not shaken,
那就是什么好事
？Then that's actually a good thing for you.
如果你在这个时候你说，哎呀，受不了，这个太热了，或者太冷，走了。
But,
那没有造就你。
If you say that, oh, this is too much, I rather leave, then these trials did not help you with your faith.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So I want to encourage.
在这种时候
，when you encounter this,
如果你开始发现神开始试炼你了
when you discover that God started to test you,
你本来蛮舒服的，在这个教会混了好多年。
You originally you feel pretty comfortable being in this church for all these years.
但你忽然间觉得，我有怎么搞的？这个山雨欲来欲来什么？风满楼。
Now, all of a sudden you feel like everything's come crashing down on you.
你应该怎么样？
You should be
感谢主啊。
You should be thanking the Lord.
因为好戏上场了。
Because this is when the good things happen.
干嘛？训练我的什么？信心。
Because this is when he's testing your faith.
懂吗？神总是搅动我们的环境来训练我们的。
God uses, God oftentimes stirs up our surroundings in order to help train us.
训练，你们不太多人进过军营啊。要训练好的兵，绝对不是在暖房里面训练我们的。
So not that many of you have gone through basic training in the army, but in order to train excellent soldiers, it does not happen in a greenhouse.
那些士官长总是把我们带到最艰难的环境里面去受训练。
The commanders always bring the recruits to the harshest environment.
对吧？所以这个是一个非常重要的一个观念上的问题。如果我们不愿意像这个主耶稣对他们说，出代价买火炼的金子。
So this is a very important matter of how you your way of thinking. Because if you're not willing to pay the price in order to buy that gold that's refined by fire,
那我们永远是属灵上来讲怎么样？贫穷。
Then spiritually speaking, we'll always be poor.
听懂了没有？
You understand this?
啊，好受吗？
Does it feel good?
不好受。
It's not easy to accept.
但是是真的。
However, it is the truth.
我们必须有一个心智出代价。
We have to have this mindset that we need to pay the price.
我们不是过一个叫做
feel good, 就是感觉没事，感觉很好的一个基督徒生活。
So we're not here to live a feel good Christian life.
但是这也不是告诉我们你是没事找事。
But of course, this is not to say that you, when you no trouble comes to you, you go and find trouble.
哎，对，有些人叫做唯恐天下不乱。
There are some people that just kind of become concerned when there's nothing going on.
哎，他想要搅浑水，那这是 那是恶者的心，不是这不是我讲的。
Some people just want to stir things up, but that's not what we're talking about here.
啊，你不要是没事找事，这个是上了撒旦的诡计。
Do not stir things up when there's nothing going on. So if you fall into that, then you have fallen into the trap of Satan.
但是有的时候你就要知道，这些事情发生的时候，你能够与神的心配合。
But you need to know that when things are stirred up around you, you need to have align your heart with that of God's.
好，第二个
the second prescription.
买什么？
What do you have to buy from God?
买白衣穿上，免得你的赤身露出来。
And that is, they need to buy white garments so that you may clothe yourself.And cover the shame of your nakedness.
对不对？这是第十八节的第二个要。
So this is the second prescription described in verse 18.
那怎么解释叫做买白衣穿上
？So what does it mean to buy white garments?
我们基督徒见主的时候，我是指主回来的时候。
So as Christians, when we see Oh Lord, again, this, I'm talking about when He returns.
你要准备两件衣服。
You need to prepare two pieces of clothing.
浪子回家的故事，路加福音十五章我们都熟悉，对吧？
So we're all very familiar with the story of the prodigal son from Luke chapter 15.
当浪子回家的时候，爸爸给他预备一件什么？
So when the prodigal son returned home, what did the father prepare for his son?
一个上好的袍子，对不对？
He prepared the best robe for him.
所以那个浪子回家的时候，爸爸给他预备的那一件上好的袍子，预表每一个基督徒回到神面前的时候。
So that best robe the father prepared for his son's return represents, foretells the, that, the, but for every Christian when we return to God.
神为基督徒预备了一个上好的袍子。
God had prepared a best robe for every one of us.
那个袍子是什么呢？
And what is that robe?
耶稣是我们的什么？义袍，有没有这句话？
And do you recall the phrase that says, our Lord Jesus Christ is our robe of righteousness.
对不对？叫做义袍。
He is our robe of righteousness.
我们每一个基督徒到神面前来，我们是因信称义。
So every Christian we're able to come before God is because we're justification by faith.
我们本来是个大罪人。
So it's because we were sinners.
我们没有资格站在神面前。
We have no reason to be able to stand before God.
但是神给我们一条路。
However, God gave us this path.
就是借着信耶稣，他在十字架上为我们付了代价，然后我们因为相信那个义袍就怎么样赐给我们了。
And it's through because we believe in Jesus and He died for us upon the cross, so He as a robe of righteousness is given to us.
所以我们就可以靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们坦然无惧的怎么样？来到神面前。
And that way, by relying upon Lord Jesus' precious blood, we're able to come before God without fear.
这是我们每一个礼拜，我们每一天，我们来到神面前，我们所能够如此的根据。
And that is the very reason why we are able to come before Him every single day.
所以我们每一个人都有一件衣服，叫做耶稣基督的义，就是这件义袍。
So that's why every single one of us has the righteousness of Jesus, and that's the robe of righteousness.
阁下花了多少钱买的？
How much did you pay for that robe?
啊？你说是 on sale 来捞来的。
Did you get it on sale?
对不对？你没有出大，没有出代价。
You didn't pay anything for it.
免费。
It's free.
白白的称义。
It's it's justified freely.
那么谁付的代价呢？
So who paid the price for that robe?
父神。
Our Heavenly Father.
与他的儿子耶稣。
And his son.
对不对？所以这个代价是神出的。
So this price is paid by God.
我们只要相信，我们就得着这一件白白称义的义袍。
So all we have to do is to just believe, and then we'll receive this robe of righteousness for free.
这个没有问题吧？
So no question about this, right?
好，那么现在你来看第二个药方的时候。
So now we come to talk about the second prescription.
他说你要买白衣穿上。
So you need to buy a white garment.
所以这个就跟我们刚刚讲的义袍一不一样了。
So is this the same as the robe of righteousness we were just talking about? It's different.
这一件神是说你得买的。
This particular robe, God said, you need to purchase.
那你说不是矛盾的吗？
You said, well, isn't that contradicting itself?
啊，本来不是免费的吗？
Isn't it free, you ask?
啊，现在怎么又要出钱了？
So now how come I had to pay for this?
没有矛盾。
So there is no contradiction.
因为场合不同。
It's because of different environment in which he uses.
那我们来看这句话怎么解释。
So let's take a look at how do we read this, read into this, how do we
describe it? 请你打开同样这本书第十九章。
And so please turn to the book of Revelation chapter 19.
对。你如果看第十九章的第八节。
Chapter 19, verse 8.
这里说什么？
They say here.
你从第七节念过来好吗？
We'll read from verse 7.
一起来。
Let's read together.
好，第一，从这个第七节你读的是什么场合？
So first in verse 7 it describes what kind of circumstance does it describe?
羔羊的婚宴，对吧？
It describes the marriage of the lamb.
所以这里是讲一个婚宴的时光。
So this is talking about a wedding.
那么你来到这一个婚宴。
So when you attend this wedding,
你需要的一件衣服是什么？
The clothing that you require to have is
叫做光明洁白的细麻衣。
It describes it as you need to clothe yourself in fine linen.
所以
bright and clean.
这一个细麻衣就是那个新娘身上的那一件什么？当当当当，
so,
那一个婚纱嘛。
So the fine linen that's bright and clean, it describes the wedding dress.Of the bride.
看出来了没有？
Okay,
好，那只是一个预表。那实际上是什么意思？圣经解释给我们听的。
So that's just a prophecy, but in reality, what it really trying to tell us is that
那件细麻衣，圣经怎么解释？
That the fine linen that's explained in the Bible as
是圣徒所行的义。注意啊
，it is the But the fine linen are the righteous acts of the saints.
是行为的问题。
It is a matter of your behavior, your
acts.
Your acts.
Your action, 对不对？是你的行为。
It's your action.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣的义袍，那是耶稣的义给我们，加在我们的身上。
So the robe of righteousness from Jesus is from him given to us. So we're taking on his righteousness.
这个是因信称义。
So that is justification by faith.
没有代价。
So
耶稣付的代价。
So there is no price because our Lord had paid the price.
但是
，However，
当我们到神的面前得到赦免以后
，When we come before the Lord after we have been forgiven，
神儿子的生命赐给我们，我们重生了。
And when His Son's life is given to us, and we were resurrected,
这个新的生命就有一个责任。
And this new life now has a responsibility.
这个责任是什么呢？
And that is,
你要长大。
You have to mature.
长大到什么程度呢？
Mature to what point? To
啊，读出来了没有？
To what level?
一个基督徒 什么人可以参加这个婚礼呢？
So as a Christian, in the passage we just read, what kind of people can attend the wedding?
你有没有参加过婚礼？当当当当，一进门，我有一个小朋友这么大。
Have you ever attended a wedding when once you enter through the door, you see a little child about that tall?
那是花童，不是新娘。
That's the flower boy. That's not the bride or the bridegroom.
对吧？你不要搞错了，那个小朋友是个花童，他绝对不是那个新娘的。
So do not be confused. That's just the flower boy, flower girl, and it's not the bride.
新娘的条件是什么？
The requirement for to be a bride is,
跟那个花童来相对来比的话
，if you were to compare them with the flower girl，
相对于是什么意思？什么人叫做可以做新娘呢
？Relatively speaking, what kind of people can be brides？
长大了，成熟了嘛
？They have to be mature. They're grown.
看出来了没有
？You see this.
所以我们从信主那一天开始
，So from the day that we start, we become believers.
你得着了新的生命
，You have received a new life.
这叫做重生
，So that means resurrection.
但是
，However,
你不是停在这个阶段
，You do not stop at just that.
对于这神的儿子来讲，你有一个责任，干嘛
？To the sons of God, you have to the, for the sons of God, you have this responsibility, and that is
这个小 baby 要怎么样？长大了
，This little baby need to grow and mature.
要长多大
？And how much does it need to grow?
要成熟可以做新娘。
You need to grow and mature to a point to be able to become a bride.
会不会太玄呢
？Is it too much too confusing for you?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这里，主耶稣用这句话，就是对这个教会来讲。
Lord Jesus chose these words.For the church.
这个教会在睡觉。
This church is sleeping.
这个教会在躺在那个温水里头。
This church is lying in this warm water.
没有长大。
It has not grown, has not matured.
信心没有经过火焰。
Their faith has not been tested.
而他们的信心也没有行为来证明他们在那里长进步，每年都有长进。
And nor do they have any action to prove that their faith has been maturing and growing each year.
所以主在这里说，你要拿出行为来。
So that's what God said that you have to have deeds, you have to have action.
这一件行为就是以这一个光明洁白的细麻衣做代表的。
And these actions are represented by this fine linen that's bright and clean.
主耶稣为什么第二次回来
？So why would Jesus want to return a second time?
为什么
？Why would he do that?
因为他要娶他的什么？心腹。
So he will wed his new bride.
他不是来娶花童的。
So he's not here to wed the flower girl.
所以你我的生命如果要达到那个地步，你要长大。
So for you and I, in order to reach that point where we can become bride, we must mature.
你不能老抱着奶瓶啊。
You cannot just hold on to your bottles.
今天很多的基督徒信主五年、十年、二十年，还在靠奶瓶度日的。
So today there's so many Christians that they've become believed for 5, 10 years.15 years, they still get their nourishment through the milk bottle.
什么叫做长大？长大就是。
What does it mean to be mature?
断奶了嘛，就叫长大了嘛。
Someone who has stopped drinking from the bottle.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒
，So as a Christian,
我们要向神负责的。
We have to be responsible to God.
我们不可以一直停留在初级阶段。
We cannot.Always remain just in the beginning stage.
对吧？这个是一定每一个基督徒一定要把它听进去的。
So every Christian must hear this and understand this.
所以我说两件衣服什么意思
？So I said there are two robes. What does that mean?
第一件衣服你信主那一天你已经得到了。
So the very first one you received the very day that you become a believer.
但是你第二件衣服预备好了没有
？However, your second clothes, your second robe, have you prepared it?
这是很严肃的问题。
This is a very important matter.
你不能在那边天天就是消极的等耶稣回来。
You can't just passively each day just waiting for him to come.
我们每次遇到痛苦了，我们说啊，耶稣，赶快回来。
And every time that we encounter difficulty,
学生要考试了，最好明天不要考，耶稣回来了。
We say, oh, please.
对吧？欠了一屁股债，也是还不了了，耶稣赶快回来，那我债也就免了。
Or maybe like students need to take a test, or you owe a debt that need to be paid.
我们每个人要耶稣回来都有不同的理由的。
So we always hope that Jesus return for different reasons.
对吧？但是耶稣说我回不来。
However, the Lord said, I can't return.
你知道为什么吗?
And do you know why?
还没长大，都是小 baby.
Because you haven't grown yet, haven't matured yet, you're just all babies.
怎么回来呢？
How can I return?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
要有一个责任心。
You have to have this responsibility.
我们不能做一个不负责任的基督徒。
You can't be an irresponsible Christian.
懂吗？张着眼说，耶稣啊，我愿意你回来。
All you do is just open your eyes and say, Lord, I want you to come back.
怎么回来？
How can you come back?
不要开玩笑。
That's no laughing matter.
听懂了吧？
So, do you understand this?
我不知道饭好了没有。
I know the lunch is ready.
再讲一个。
But let me, so one more point.
第三个，第三件药。
The third prescription.
买眼药。
That is that you need to buy ointment that open the eye ointments.
我不能让你先走，为什么呢？因为听说饭还没煮好。
So, I'm trying to talk a little bit more because the lunch is not ready.
又忍耐着听。
So just have a little bit more patience.
这三道药你听进去了，你这辈子就有福了。
So if you understand all these three descriptions, you'll be blessed the rest of your life.
我们周世康，你看今天很酷，戴了个戴黑眼镜。
Brother Joe there's looking really cool with his sunglasses.
我上个月也在戴那个玩意儿。
So I was doing the same thing last month.
眼睛有毛病啊
！So when your eyes have problems,
对吧？我们弟兄是青光眼。
So our brother is going through a cataract.
No.
It's a
glaucoma.
对对。
每天要点N次眼药，对不对
？So every day you probably have to do a lot of eye drops.
Yeah. 眼药。
So eye salves.
他说你要怎么样？要买。
He said that you need to buy them.
贵不贵啊？
Is it expensive?
贵，很贵的。
要
贵的要死。
Eye salve is very expensive.
100多块钱。
Just a little small tube is $100.
Yeah, more than 100.
It's more than $100 for just this small quantity.
那意思是什么？
What does it mean?
你要看见。
That if you want to see, be able to see,
你要什么？
付代价。You have to pay the price.
今天我们很多基督徒 on sale 习惯了，什么都要买便宜货。
So today, as Christians, we're so used to everything on sale. We just want to buy things that are only on sale.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Your brothers and sisters,
属灵的东西
，on things that's the spiritual matters,
都是好东西啊。
They're all wonderful. They're great things.
你记得。好货不便宜，便宜没好货。
Just remember the saying that the good products don't sell cheap, and those things that sell cheap are not good products.
对吧？耶稣在这里跟我们说，你要买啊。
But Lord Jesus here tells us that we need to buy this.
没有一样便宜的。
None of these things are cheap.
你要长大要出代价。
But if you want to grow and mature, you have to pay the price.
你要看见，你也得怎么样？出代价。
If you want to be able to see, you also have to pay the price.
那你就要问了，怎么出了
？Then you have to ask, how do I pay this?
啊，叫你可以看见的。
So that I can see, what do I have to do?
这个看见的问题，你一定要好好的读约翰福音第九章。
A matter of able to see, you have to read John chapter 9.
对，约翰福音第九章是圣经里面讲到看，讲到骨头里去了。
So, chapter 9 really talked about the matter of being able to see. It talked to the key points.
那个点是什么呢？那个故事第九章。
And what's the story that's described in chapter 9?
有一个生来瞎眼的。
So there was this person who was born blind.
他要看见。
That he wanted to be able to see.
那一天耶稣医治这个生来瞎眼的，他不像有的时候一句话。或者一摸就好了，没有那天很难的。
So on that day, the way that Jesus treated this person who is blind has actually gone through quite a lot of actions, unlike in other times where he just simply spoke to the person or waved his hand and the person was cured.
那天
，on that day,
耶稣做了几件很奇怪的动作。
He did quite a few strange actions.
第一，耶稣吐口痰在地上。
So first he, Jesus spat on.
唾沫不是痰啊，唾沫。
Jesus spat onto the ground with his saliva.
用词不当，吐唾沫。
Yeah, he spat on the ground.
然后呢， 唾泥就吐了唾沫，地上是泥，泥地嘛，就唾和一和。
And then using that and mixing it with the mud, using the dirt that's on the ground, mixing it with the dirt on the ground.
然后把那一团东西怎么样？抹了他眼睛。
And then puts a clay onto his eyes.
如果你是那个瞎子，你会怎么样？
If you are the blind person, what would you think?
你说饶了我吧。
Forget about it, just spare me.
但是那个瞎子坑都没坑啊。But
that blind person didn't say a thing.
看见了没有？
So you see this.
耶稣还给他出一个难题。
And Jesus also gave him this challenge.
去希罗亚池子洗。
He told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
然后回头就可以看得见。
And then when you turn, and you can see.
耶稣在做这件事情是在这个山上这个殿。 圣殿的门外,
no, so he said, so when he did this, Jesus, they were outside of the synagogue.
Temple.
Oh, the temple. They were outside the temple.
No, temple is 在山上.
And the temple is on a mountain.
希罗亚池在哪里?
So where is the pool of Siloam?
在山脚下.
It's at the bottom of the bottom of the hill.
距离有700米.
There are about the distance about 700 meters.
对，很远了.
It's quite a bit the distance.
现在要这个瞎子,
so now he's asking this blind person,
眼睛上抹了泥,
with this clay on his eyes,
手上拿了个杖,
with a walking stick,
耶稣说去那个池子去洗,
Jesus told him to go into that pool to wash.
你去不去?
Will you go?
去啊，要去，怎么去啊？
So how will you go?
那天可能就连滚带爬下山.
Probably that day he probably stumbled and just kind of roll down the hill.
对不对？因为一个七百米这么这么
because it's 700 meters
大山坡.
It's quite a distance.
他就乖乖去做.
And yet he obeyed.
回头就怎么样?
And when he returned, he was able to see.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
这个整个的故事叫做买眼药.
This story is the meaning behind buying eye salve.
听懂了吗?
You understand this?
眼药是什么?
What is eye salve?
从那个预表来看, 从神口中出来的, 这个叫做神的话, 对不对?
So from what this represents, the thing that comes out of God's mouth, that those are his words.
对不对? 然后这个泥代表什么?
And what does the dirt represent?
人怎么人的材料是什么? 就是泥做的.
Man is made of what? We're made of.
所以当神的话出来跟人调和在一起.
So that means when the word of God comes out and is in harmony with man.
凭着信心抹在眼睛上了, 对吧?
And by faith you put it on your eyes.
然后你要做一件事.
And then you have to do one thing.
这件事情合理不合理?
This thing doesn't make sense.
照人说不合理.
So it doesn't make sense from man's perspective.
干嘛要跑700公尺啊?
Why do I have to go 700 meters?
干嘛要去那个池子洗啊?
Why do I have to wash it off?
从人的理性来讲, 这是不合理的事情。
From man's perspective, it doesn't make sense at all.
但是神跟我们讲事情的时候, 他讲不讲理由的?
However, does God always make sense when he does he always talk about logic?
神是最有理性的神, 但是他从来不跟我们讲道理。
But God is so he has his reasonings, but when he talks to people,
神做的任何事情绝对有他的智慧，他的道理。你看他的创造，没有乱来的，都是非常准确的。
Everything that God he does, he has a reason for. Look at his creation; everything is there for a reason. So he has reasoning behind everything.
但是他不需要跟我们解释。
But he does not need to explain those reasons.
当神对亚当说这棵树上的果子不可以吃，吃的日子一定死，他不解释的，就是死定了。
So when he tells Adam that you cannot eat from this tree, and then from the day that you eat from the fruit of this tree, you will die, he doesn't have to explain that.
对不对? 所以现在主对这一个瞎子说, 你去洗洗就看见.
So now the Lord tells this blind person, go and wash in the pool.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的难处是什么？
So dear brothers and sisters, our challenge lies in what?
为什么?
Always ask why.
我们总是在那里问为什么?
We always ask why.
我们就不肯, 神你怎么说, 我就怎么样。 做。
So we're not willing. We're never willing to obey whatever God says. We just simply do.
所以我们要用我们的理性来分析来。看神你的话有道理我就听没有道理我不听
We're always trying to use our logic trying to understand what God's trying to do if it fits our logic then we'll do it if it does not fit our logic logical reasoning then we won't do it
这就是现代人的最大危机
So this is the biggest danger that's facing people in current times
我们没有办法照着神他你怎么说我们就怎么做
So we never simply obey what God tells us to do
所以什么叫做买眼药
So what does it mean to buy eye salt?
买眼药就是神啊你讲的话再难我都怎么样照着去行。
It means that buying eye salt means that God, whatever you say, no matter how hard it is, I will do.
我的命比不上你的话的重要。
My life is little compared to the importance of your words.
那个第九章的故事不单单是他这一个人看见了你同时又看见一大批的人眼睛都可以看得见的，全都瞎掉了。
So the story in chapter 9 describes not only just the story of one man who was blind but now can see, but also in that during that time, a whole bunch of people, other people who were able to see, become blind.
第九章好好去读。
So if you read chapter 9 carefully,
那些所有看得见的人问耶稣一个问题：难道你说我们也看不见吗
？So all those people who were able to see.After this, they asked Jesus one question and said, are you saying that we can't see?
耶稣说，你们说你们看得见，所以你们的罪还在。
And Jesus said that because you say you still can see, that therefore your sin still exists.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
买眼药
buy eye salt.
这是今天我们在神的面前，我们一直要出代价，我们必须看见神的心意。
So that's what we have to pay the price.Before God.
所有在神面前属灵的看见都是因为你出了代价才得到的
Everything that you're able to see spiritually is because you have paid the price
我们不是只是翻翻圣经听听人讲讲就拉倒了不是那么简单
We're not simply just here to read the Bible and listen to somebody talk on the pulpit
圣经里面有个最大的可怕的经文是怎么说的呢
So there's this very frightening passage that's described in the Bible
最早出现是在以赛亚书后来在耶稣的讲道马太福音都讲过。
The first appeared in Book of Isaiah and also later appeared in various messages from Jesus.
最可怕的话是怎么说的呢
？And the scariest thing ever said was,
他们听，虽然听见，却是不明白。
That even though they heard, they do not understand.
他们虽然看，但是也看不见。
But even though they see with their eyes, but their eyes cannot see.
然后
又
解释，
but their eyes cannot see.
解释是什么？因为他们的心被油怎么样蒙住了。
And it explains that it's because their hearts were covered by oil.
所以这叫做属灵的啊什么瞎眼耳聋。
So this is called spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness.
这是。从旧约到新约没有改变的一个事实。
And this is a reality that has not changed from the Old Testament time to New Testament.
那这个教会
，so this church
也在同样的光景里。
And they are in the same condition.
这是主回来之前地上教会的一个最大的问题。
And this is the biggest problem that the church on earth will face before the Lord returns.
好。你看有没有希望？这个教会有没有希望
？So does that mean this church have no more hope？
嗯，有没有希望？
Does it, well,
在哪里
？Where is it？
啊，你看后面他就说了。
So later you'll see it says，
凡我所疼爱第十九节
，in verse 19，
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。
And those
十九
，verse
对第一页。
So verse 19 it says。Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline.
所以我们这种情形就要注意看，神会在那里教管教我们的。
So here we need to pay attention that God will discipline us.
因为我们太顽固了。
Because we're just so stubborn.
那么神就下手了。
And so he used him, he extended his hands.
那这个希伯来书不是告诉我们，我们被管教的时候都不觉得舒服？谁家在管教儿子的儿子会舒服，老子也不舒服。
So Hebrews tells us that when we're being disciplined, we do not feel comfortable because that's true. Like who would feel comfortable being disciplined?
但是有管教比没有管教怎么样？ 好多了。如果儿子不被管教，这个儿子没希望了。
However, it's better to discipline your son than not to discipline your son, because if you do not discipline your son, there is no hope.
所以我想，教会是有希望的。
So I think that church has, has hope.
啊，虽然都在睡觉，但是神有办法的。
Even though they're sleeping, but God has His way.
神会管教我们。
God will be able to discipline us. There's too much to share.
我必须变成第三部分再讲。
We need to share in the next time.
在美国讲到的一个最大难题就是永远讲不完。
So the biggest challenge to preach here in
the US. 我的意思说时间不够用。
Is that there's never enough time.
求主把已经讲过的好好的放在心上。
I pray that the Lord will put what's already been shared into our hearts.
好，我们祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱你的教会。
You love your church.
你关心每一个你用宝血买回来的你的儿女。
And you care for every single one of your children whom you purchased with your precious blood.
你知道我们每一个人的光景。
You know our situation.
你也用你的话来提醒我们。
And you use your words to remind us.
我们只有在你面前谦卑的来听你的话。
And we hear you, we come before you and listen to your words humbly.
让我们的生命有转变。
May our life be changed.
让我们不再在那个不冷不热的光景里头。
No longer, may we no longer be just lukewarm.
我们为你在我们教会这么多年的带领，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your guiding us in our church all these years.
我们也为我们正在面对的难处，我们也感谢你。
And we also give you thanks for the challenges that we're facing right now.
主，因为你有你的旨意要实现。
For you have your will that you want to become reality.
主，但愿我们每一个人都是一个能够与你配合的人。
May every single one of us be able to work with you.
凡有耳可听的，都应当听。
May those who have an ear hear.
愿你祝福你的家。
You bless your house.
我们也为下面我们要用的饮食祷告。
We also pray for the food we're about to take.
求你祝福。
Please bless them.
让我们能够有健康的身体。
We have a healthy body,
好好的服侍你,
so that we may serve you.
好好的服侍弟兄姊妹,
so that we may serve our brothers and sisters.
愿你的名得荣耀,
may your name be glorified.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.